Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Hari ist Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hayru Bezen, Bezen made a mistake, and they were Matur and Isser Karis, and Roiv of the Tzibur listened to their psak, and they were over the Aveir. V'yadu, afterwards Bezen realized, Sheto, that they made a mistake, V'chazru Behen. They let everyone know, stop, 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 it was a mistake. It's Aser. Bain Shehaviyu, whether they already brought Kapiros and their Kapara, the carbon that would be a Kapara for them, meaning the Par Helam Davar, Ubain Shaloyaviyu Kapirosin, or whether they didn't bring it yet. But at this point, after Bezdin recalled the Psak, so to speak, retracted, let everyone know it was a mistake. Vaholach, an individual went, Vaasal Pian, he didn't know that Bezdin changed their mind. Reb Shimon Pait, Reb Shimon says, he does not bring a carbon chatas, a chatas yachid. He's still considered someone that did something thinking that Bezdin said it's mutter. He's still called a toile be Bezdin. He wasn't mechuyev to go ask, did Bezdin change her mind or not? The news already went out that it's mutter. That's what he knows. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer Suffolk. Rabbi Eliezer says, this is a Suffolk, whether this is called toile be Bezdin or it's called toile be Yatsme. In other words, the fact that Bezdin changed their mind, it could be, now you can't say, well, he based it on Bezdin, but Bezdin changed their position. And what do you do if you're mesupik, whether you have to bring a carbon chatas or not? Well, there's a special carbon for someone who's not sure whether or not he has to bring a carbon chatas, and that's called an asham tolui. An asham tolui is an asham literally that hangs. In other words, meanwhile I'm bringing an asham, it's a temporary protection until he finds out what the right thing is. Should he find out that he has to bring carbon chatas, he can bring it then. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he should have asked, is Bezdin still of the opinion that it's mutter? It's a little bit of a taina on it. Ezel Suffolk, in which way, in other words, what exactly happened over here that Rabbi Eliezer says it's called a Suffolk, and therefore he has to bring an Ashim Tali? So the Mishnah says as follows, Yashav Lei B'Teich Beis, if he remained at home, in this place where Bezdin gave out the psak that it's mutter, the original psak, before they changed their mind, and he stayed at home. He didn't travel anyplace. So really, he could have found out. It wouldn't have been so hard to find out that Bezdin recalled the psak. And Memele has to bring an Ashim Tali. We're not totally blaming him, because Lamaisa Bezdin said it's mutter. But he should have, double-checked. But Halach Lelemedina Siyam, let's say Bezdin gave the psak that whatever it is mutter. And then he traveled off to a faraway place on the other side of the ocean. And over there he continued to do what he thought is mutter. So Potter, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, he would not have to bring an Ashim Tali. It wouldn't have been possible for him to find out that they changed their mind. He's on the other side of the ocean. Omer Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said, Moida ani bezeh. I would agree, even in the case where even if he didn't mamish get onto a boat, even if he didn't yet set sail, so to speak, but if he's busy making his last minute, he's furiously doing his last minute preparations, he's all nervous, okay, I'm going, even if he didn't leave yet. Shikar of Leptur min Achoy, but the svar is to patter him from an Ashim Tali, as if he already left, and not to say that he's chayiv. Apparently, it is clear from Rabbi Akiva's words that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, even if you're all busy and you're ready to go, and you're nervous, you don't have a minute to yourself, you're making the last-minute arrangements, but Lamaisa, if you didn't leave yet, you'd have to bring an Ashim Tali. You should have heard the news that Bezdin changed their mind. Rabbi Akiva says, not only if he left, but even if he's ready to leave, he doesn't have the head to go asking, did Bezdin change their mind? It's not a normal expectation of a person. Amalei Benazi, so Benazi said to Rabbi Akiva, Mashon Azeh, why should this person be different? The one that's getting ready to leave, min hayoyshev bebeisai, from someone who's home. Lamaisa, he's home. He could hear it, but doesn't change their mind. Rabbi Akiva answered, well, the difference is, shayoyshev bebeisai, someone whose mom is home, he doesn't plan on leaving, hoylei sheyishma, we have a taina on him. You're not nervous. You're not so busy. Check it out before you actually do it. But vizeh, this person that's about to leave, lo ye'ev sheloy sheyishma. You're right, he's taka home. But he's so nervous, it's not shaykh he would go to ask and say, Taka, it doesn't change their mind. I mean, he's busy doing what people do before a last-minute trip. So he's still called Toile Bebezin. And Benazi says, no, As long as he's home, you know, he would have kept his ears open, he would have heard it. So basically, we learned in our Mishnah as follows. If Bezin gave a ruling that a certain Issacharis is mutter, but then they changed their mind. Meanwhile, one person went, and he was over the Isser. Reb Shimon says he's potter. Reb Eliezer says, no, I wouldn't say that he's potter from bringing a kar mechatas, but it's a suffik. And in which case does Reb Eliezer say it's a suffik? The Mishnah explains, if he stayed at home, because then he should have, like, checked. Did Bezin change their mind or not? But if he traveled mamish to the other side of the ocean, there's not going to tain on him. Then he would be potter on a chatas. Rabbi Akiva says, even if he's getting ready to travel, he doesn't have the head to check, and therefore he should be potter. And Benazi says, no, Lamaisa, if he didn't leave yet, even though he's very busy and he's about to leave, we still say it's not a total excuse. He should have checked to see if Bezdin didn't call back their psak.